Hello and welcome to your GCSE Music Appraising Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've pressed play because Component 3 is one of those papers where the right preparation really can make the difference between a Grade 4 and a Grade 7. So let's get into it together. This podcast covers everything you need to know about the appraising exam. We'll go through the core musical elements, how the exam is structured, the set works and what to listen for, exam tips, a quickfire recall quiz, and a final summary. Component 3 is your listening and appraising exam. It tests whether you can hear music, describe what you hear using precise musical language, and connect what you hear to its historical and cultural context. Section A has shorter listening questions, multiple choice, short answers, skeleton score tasks, and dictation. Section B is your extended response, comparing a set work with an unfamiliar piece. That comparison question is worth 8 marks and uses a levels-based mark scheme. The single most important thing, you must use precise musical vocabulary. Saying the music is loud and fast will not earn marks. Saying the music uses forte dynamics with an allegro tempo, creating a sense of urgency, that will. Every time you describe music, ask yourself, am I using the correct technical term? Let's talk about the 8 musical elements. Remember them with this phrase, please revise seriously, the test demands skill. That gives you pitch, rhythm, structure, texture, tempo, dynamics, sonority, and the 8th is meter. Pitch refers to how high or low a note is. You might identify a melody as ascending or descending, or recognise an interval. A step moves to the next note. A leap jumps over notes. Melodic devices include sequences, a phrase repeated at a different pitch, and ostinato, a short repeated pattern. Rhythm is the pattern of long and short sounds. Key terms, syncopation, accent on the offbeat, giving a jazzy feel. Dotted rhythms create a long, short pattern. Triplets divide a beat into 3. Cross rhythm means 2 different rhythmic patterns played simultaneously. Structure refers to how a piece is organised. Binary form is AB, 2 contrasting sections. Ternary form is ABA. Rondo form is ABACA, where the main theme keeps returning. Verse and chorus is the most common pop structure. Through composed means the music keeps developing without repeating sections. Texture describes the layers of sound. This is where students most often lose marks by using informal language. Do not say thick or thin. Say monophonic, a single unaccompanied melody, homophonic, melody with chordal accompaniment, polyphonic, 2 or more independent melodic lines simultaneously, heterophonic, multiple versions of the same melody with slight variations. Tempo is the speed of the music. Italian terms you must know. Largo, very slow. Adagio, slow and stately. Andante, walking pace. Allegro, fast and lively. Presto, very fast. Accelerando means gradually getting faster. Rallentando means gradually slowing down. Dynamics refers to volume. Pianissimo is very quiet, PP. Piano is quiet, P. Forte is loud, F. Fortissimo is very loud, FF. A crescendo is a gradual increase in volume. A diminuendo is a gradual decrease. Sforzando, SFZ, means a sudden strong accent. Sonority refers to the quality and colour of sound, what instruments or voices are used and how they sound. You might describe sonority as bright, dark, breathy, or mellow. Know your instrument families. Strings, woodwind, brass, percussion, and keyboard. Know the difference between acoustic and electronic sounds. Now, the areas of study. Your specification divides music into 4 areas, each with 2 set works. Know each set work inside out. The composer or artist, the historical and cultural context, the key musical features across all 8 elements, structural devices, and how it connects to the wider style or genre. When listening to unfamiliar music, use the skeleton score provided in Section A as a guide. Always follow along as the music plays. It gives you crucial anchoring points. For dictation tasks, practice regularly. Start with rhythm only. Tap it, then write it. Then add pitch. The most commonly tested intervals are a minor second, 1 semitone, tense and dissonant, a perfect fourth, 5 semitones, open and stable, a perfect fifth, 7 semitones, very stable, and an octave, 12 semitones.
Now, let's talk about exam technique, the things that separate a good student from a great one. Section B is your extended response question. You'll be asked to compare a named set work with an unfamiliar piece. The key word here is compare. Examiners cannot award marks in the higher levels if you simply describe each piece separately. You must make direct comparisons. Use phrases like, similarly, both pieces use, in contrast, whereas the set work uses homophonic texture, the unfamiliar piece, unlike the set work, the unfamiliar piece features. This comparative language signals to the examiner that you are genuinely evaluating both pieces together. Structure your Section B answer like this. Start with a brief introduction that identifies the set work and makes an overall comparison. Then work through the musical elements systematically. Pitch and melody, rhythm and meter, texture, dynamics, sonority, structure, and context. End with an evaluative conclusion that makes a judgment about the musical effectiveness of both pieces. A strong conclusion might say something like, overall, both pieces effectively create tension through their use of dissonance and dynamic contrast, though the set work achieves this through orchestral forces, while the unfamiliar piece relies on electronic manipulation. Now let's look at the most common mistakes. First, using vague language. Thick and thin are not acceptable texture terms. Loud and quiet are not sufficient dynamic descriptions. Always use the Italian or technical term. Second, describing instead of analysing. Saying the music gets louder is a description. Saying the crescendo builds tension and anticipation, reflecting the dramatic context of the piece, that is analysis. Third, ignoring the skeleton score. Students who don't follow the score often miss obvious clues about tonality, structure, and melodic shape. Fourth, not practicing dictation. This is a skill that only improves with regular practice. Do a little every week. Fifth, writing about the set work and the unfamiliar piece separately in Section B without making comparisons. This will cap your marks at the lower levels. Let's talk about command words, because understanding what each one asks you to do is crucial. Identify means name or recognize. A brief factual answer, usually one or two words. Describe means say what you hear. Use subject vocabulary to paint a picture of the music. Explain means say how or why. Link what you hear to its effect or context. Analyze means break down into components. Discuss individual elements and their contribution to the overall effect. Evaluate means make a judgment about effectiveness. Discuss strengths, consider weaknesses, and justify your view. Compare means identify both similarities and differences, never just one or the other. A quick tip on timing. The exam is 1 hour and 45 minutes. Section A typically has around 40 marks, and Section B has 8 marks. Spend roughly a minute per mark on Section A questions, and allow yourself around 15 to 20 minutes for Section B. Don't rush the extended response. Those 8 marks reward quality of thinking, not speed. Right, time for your quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a short pause to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the correct term for a texture with a melody and chordal accompaniment? The answer is homophonic. Question 2. What does sforzando mean? A sudden strong accent on a single note. Question 3. What is the difference between a sequence and an ostinato? A sequence is a melodic phrase repeated at a different pitch level. An ostinato is a short pattern, melodic or rhythmic, that repeats at the same pitch. Question 4. In Section B, what must you do to access the higher mark levels? You must make direct comparisons between the set work and the unfamiliar piece, not describe them separately. Question 5. Name 3 Italian tempo markings from slowest to fastest. Adagio, slow. Andante, walking pace. Allegro, fast. How did you get on? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review that section of your notes. Retrieval practice, testing yourself, is one of the most effective revision strategies there is. Let's finish with a quick summary. Component 3 appraising tests your ability to listen carefully and describe music using precise vocabulary. The 8 musical elements are pitch, rhythm, structure, texture, tempo, dynamics, sonority, and meter. Always use technical terms, never vague descriptions.
Know your set works inside out across all eight elements and their historical context. Use the skeleton score in Section A. Practice dictation regularly. In Section B, always compare directly. Use comparative language throughout. Structure your extended response with an introduction, systematic element-by-element analysis, and an evaluative conclusion.